Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. Do you remember the matter of Kenneth Wayne Woodfin? Mr. Woodfin murdered his wife, his sister-in-law, and his best friend back in 1984. He attempted to kill a deputy sheriff up in Hanover County, Bubba Worsham, attempted to kill Cheryl Nietzsche O'Connell, Richmond City police officer. And why he was up for parole is beyond me, but he was up for parole. And you and I spoke about this, I guess, a couple of months ago. And I suggested that people contact the parole board, send letters, send petitions, do whatever was necessary to keep him behind bars. Well, Cheryl Nietzsche O'Connell is joining us. She can tell us exactly what happened with the matter. Cheryl, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank your listening audience. Thank everybody who sent a letter, a petition in. I want to start out by saying when I got the phone call from Victim Services this morning, Friday the 13th, telling me that he had been deferred for 3 years, his parole was denied, I can't tell you how much weight came off my shoulders. I immediately called the victim's family, even though I knew that they would be contacted. And I found this out. Today is his wife, Jean Whittaker Woodfin, that he murdered. It's her birthday.
Wow.
So this was just a strange sort of birthday present to her family. The family lost two sisters. He killed two sisters, his wife and his sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't have done it without the support of the community, you, your listening audience, everybody that went to the website, that got those letters, those petitions. He will be deferred. This case will not come up again until 2021, and we will be right back there at the parole board having to relive the horrific crimes that he committed, rip the wounds open, but we're going to do it as long as we have to.
So here's my question, Cheryl, and God bless you for staying on top of this, for continuing to monitor it and do everything that you need to do, and then some of us step to the plate and help a little bit. But here's my question for you. Why do we have to do this? How is it even possible for anybody on the parole board to think, oh, yeah, here's a guy we should even listen to? Why doesn't he just know that he's going to die in prison?
Because that's not necessarily a reality, Jeff. Parole was not abolished in Virginia until 1995. Mm. He committed these crimes in 1984 and was convicted in 1985, which grandfathers him in to be eligible for parole every 1 to 3 years, only 3 years if we get that deferral.
Okay.
So it's his right. Again, violent criminals, violent crimes were not deemed ineligible by Virginia law until that law was changed in 1995. So Anybody who committed a violent crime and was convicted prior to 1995 becomes eligible every 1 to 3 years. And if you have any victims or victims' families which I'm sure you do in your listening audience,
mm-hmm.
they need to know that they can go to the parole board like we do and request a hearing to be heard by a member of the Commonwealth of Virginia Parole Board every time the person comes up.
So tell me a little bit about Mr. Woodfin. How old is he at this point?
This was the biggest concern, Jeff. He is 70 years old this year.
Okay.
In Virginia, we have a thing called geriatric reform. They usually like to try to parole and work people in back into society once about they start hitting the age of 60. Because, you know, we get older, we have health problems. Some people don't see elderly people as being a threat.
Mm-hmm.
But women will always be a threat. He never showed any remorse, took no responsibility, never apologized. He is a textbook psychopath.
Yeah. Cheryl, how do you, I sit here, and number one, as you know, I love you. I think the world of you. And it's not just that Boston connection or the fact that you were a police officer. Or you keep setting the photo of you as that 24-year-old, very, very attractive. Like, all this stuff. I mean, there's all these things that we all love about you, Cheryl. But how on earth do you get up every single day and realize your life was changed, Bubba Worsham's life was changed, those three innocent people had their lives ended, and yet you get up every single solitary day, and God, you just, the fact that you're living your life to the fullest that you can, is, it's just beyond me, Cheryl. I mean, we think the world of you.
I appreciate that, Jeff. I'll tell you, it, when you come that close to dying yourself, when you're laying there on life support, not really knowing if you're going to make it or not, hearing the doctors say you're not going to make it, even though you're on life support, you can still hear.
Yeah.
It gives you a totally new perspective on life. I actually celebrate my birthday on the anniversary of my shooting, which is October 24th. I will be 34 this year,
mm-hmm.
and I probably have the energy of a 34-year-old. It gives you the insight to understand that we all live on borrowed time.
Yeah.
Every single one of us go out to work or go about our life every day, but we really don't know if something's going to happen, and we're not going to make it home. So my motto is, I know I'm on borrowed time. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to enjoy this borrowed time every minute and every second of it that I can, and I'm never, ever going to stop standing up for what's right and to ensure justice is done, especially in the case of Kenneth Wayne Woodfin.
I love it. Listen, Cheryl, I know your time is short with us today, but you're involved in a whole bunch of different things to support law enforcement in the community. Anything you want us to be aware of that you might have coming up?
Absolutely. I also run Richmond United for Law Enforcement, which is a volunteer organization to bring the community and the Metro Richmond Police Departments together. We have our annual Richmond Community Public Safety Appreciation Day coming up that's being sponsored by Hardywood and Home Team Grill.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be held on Saturday, August 11th from 12 to 4, we'll have all kinds of displays, bomb robot truck, interact, meet the chief of police. There'll be all kinds of displays, public information tables about services available. A portion of the proceeds will be going to the police foundation, and this event also assists officers and their families in need, whether it's somebody who's gotten shot in the line of duty and they're out on workers' comp, not getting their full pay or their overtime.
Right.
A police family in crisis. The fire department will be out there. We're going to have job recruiters out there. And I probably shouldn't tell you this, but the chief of police, Chief Al Dorham, is supposed to go in the dunk tank.
Oh, okay. All right.
Great time. I'll be down there. I would love folks to come out, show their support for the police, fire, ambulance, the DEC,
yep.
communication offices, everybody who works together with the community to try to keep our community safe.
Fair enough. Well, I'll tell you what, Cheryl, we'll get you back as we get a little bit closer to that event so we can get all the details out there. But Cheryl said Richmond United for Law Enforcement, Saturday, August the 11th, noon to 4. We'll get some more details, I promise you. Anything that we can do to help, obviously, we are always there. I want to thank everyone who took the time to write a letter, took the time to go to the parole board's website, to sign a petition to keep that Kenneth Wayne Woodfin behind bars. Now, I would like to tell you that's it, that our job is done. But as you heard Cheryl say, what we got was a 3-year referral. He will not be eligible to request parole until 2021. And I've got news for you. He's 70 years old right now. When he turns 73, there are going to be people looking at him saying the same thing. Oh, how dangerous could he be? Remember, 3 innocent people killed by him. His wife, his sister-in-law, and his best friend. 2 heroic police officers in our Central Virginia area, not just Cheryl Nietzsche O'Connell, but up in Hanover County, Deputy Sheriff Bubba Warsham. So this Kenneth Wayne Woodfin is a bad guy. He should, in my opinion, I know it sounds nasty and evil and mean, but so what? He should die behind bars. He should never, ever breathe another breath of fresh air. So we have a victory of sorts for the next 3 years. God willing, we're all here in 2021. We'll reconvene. We're going to have to do it again. But I want to thank everybody who took the time to go to the parole board website or to go to the parole board hearing or send a note. Job well done. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.